Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you who thought you could finally put away your mask, think again, especially if you live in a region with a low vaccination rate like Mississippi. Mississippi's healthcare system is once again on the brink of being overwhelmed due to what health officials are calling the fourth wave. Over the past month, the state's health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, said there has been a growing number of people infected with COVID due to the more contagious Delta variant and the state's low vaccination rate. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that Mississippi has a vaccination rate of about 34%, one of the lowest in the nation. In a virtual news conference Tuesday, Dr. Dobbs warned residents that the next few weeks will be rough.
Currently, there are 13 hospitals in the state of Mississippi that have zero ICU beds, and a significantly higher number than that have less than 10% availability. If you talk to your hospital administrators, docs, ICU docs, and ER docs, they'll tell you that we are getting to a point where we're actually having to, you know, fly patients from the Delta to the Pine Belt to get access to care because there's really just not that much access to it right now.
Dr. Dobbs pleaded with residents, as he has done throughout the pandemic, to get vaccinated, and he advised all residents over the age of 65 to avoid mass indoor gatherings, even if they are vaccinated. Although experts say the vaccines are safe and highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and death due to COVID, there have been some breakthrough infections in those who are fully vaccinated. So as a precautionary measure, Dr. Dobbs is also recommending that those who are most vulnerable to COVID, like the elderly and people with chronic medical conditions, wearing masks indoors when they are around people, including children, who have not been vaccinated.
93% of our cases over the past month are unvaccinated. 89% of our deaths in this past month are unvaccinated. And if we do a little bit deeper dive, it's important to note that of the deaths that are reported to us, all of the deaths in vaccinated individuals are 65 and older.
Like President Biden, who has lashed out at people who disseminate false information on social media, Dr. Dobbs also expressed his frustration with ongoing misinformation campaigns, which have discouraged some people from getting vaccinated.
I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I'm upset. I'm depressed. Because we're going to watch people needlessly die over the next month or two for no good reason. There is a mountain of lies and disinformation that is being promulgated by a relatively small number of misinformed, disillusioned people, and it's leading folks astray.
Despite the spike in COVID cases, Dr. Dobbs said it is unlikely that the state will issue another mask mandate or require students to get vaccinated. However, officials said they are reaching out to healthcare providers to adopt a school to assist with vaccinating school-aged children whose parents want them to get vaccinated. Unlike other states, Mississippi has not provided incentive programs, such as cash or prizes in exchange for getting the vaccines. Dr. Dobbs said the health department is not permitted to do incentive programs with the federal funding it receives, and he said the effectiveness of incentive programs still remain to be seen. Not everyone who has not gotten vaccinated is opposed to getting the vaccine. Some people have serious medical conditions, and they want to consult with a private doctor before getting vaccinated, which experts have advised them to do. The problem is Mississippi has a high rate of uninsured people, so some people simply cannot afford to go to the doctor because they do not have health insurance. Although there have been several efforts by the state legislatures to expand Medicaid to allow low-income working people to get health insurance, these efforts have been unsuccessful, even in the midst of a deadly pandemic. For some residents, it's a matter of access due to the lack of transportation or being homebound. The spokesperson for the Mississippi Department of Health said the agency has not implemented any kind of door-to-door program to reach people. However, the agency has been working with community members to do pop-up vaccine sites, particularly in rural areas, health deserts, and minority communities. The health department is also offering assistance to those who are homebound and need help getting vaccinated. People who are homebound can call the state's COVID-19 hotline at 877 877- 978-6453. This is Shirley Smith reporting for Your Voice Matters.